Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Striving Together Publications is committed to providing growing Christians and local churches with life-changing resources. For growing Christians, we strive to provide solid Christian books and music that encourages your heart and strengthens your faith. For local churches and spiritual leaders, we're providing sound, biblical Sunday school curriculum, outreach and discipleship materials, church brochures, sermon helps, and a growing list of other tools and resources. If you are a growing Christian or a leader in local church ministry, you simply must visit Striving Together Publications at strivingtogether.com.
There are few things more destructive to our lives than feeling as though we are without hope. Friend, hope is alive, and it's alive through Jesus Christ. Next on Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell, we study Hope is Alive. Stay with us. There's nothing more debilitating than hopelessness. I don't know if today's broadcast finds you facing hopeless circumstances or events that have unfolded in your lives, things that have come unraveled from under you and cause you to wonder, where is God and what's going on in my life? Well, friend, welcome to another edition of Daily in the Word with Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Southern California. And today we study Hope is Alive. In Christ, you can, you do have hope. For all who trust Him, for all who believe in Him, for all who are following Him and claiming His promises, there is an eternal, wonderful hope found in the promises of His Word. And in this series, Hope is Alive, we're going to unpack that hope and discover it on a personal level. I know every message will encourage your heart. Before we dive into the Word of God today, I do want to invite you to visit us at dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. You'll find on the website a daily devotional from Dr. Chappell, also links to the Daily in the Word podcast and recent publications from Dr. Chappell. All of this is intended to help you grow in grace, in the knowledge of Christ, and in your hope in Him. Today, our Bibles are open to Psalm chapter 18, verses 1 through 3, as we study our reliable hope. Here's Paul Chappell.
Never before in American history have we seen so much change so fast. Never in the world have we seen so much change happening so fast. I suppose it could be due to the fact that there is an increasing amount of technology and information runs to and fro, and images can be seen instantly. Perhaps it's due to other factors, but no one in this room would deny the fact that change is in the air. Paganism is on the rise today. We see America changing religiously. We see America changing and removing itself from her Christian roots and from the faith of our fathers. We see paganism rising. In fact, the greatest and fastest growing religion in America is no religion at all. According to a recent USA Today survey, 15% of Americans say that they have no particular religion. And amidst some of the faster growing religions were the Wiccan religion and New Age religions, and pagan thought is on the rise. In fact, you can't go to Walmart without seeing people who have tattooed ghoulish figures on themselves and have pierced themselves with all manner of different types of objects. These types of activities and identifications were only known in pagan cultures 50 years ago. America is changing. And by the way, it's not cool and it's not hip. It is an indication of the changing soul religiously of our country today. Not only do we see the changes in this trend towards paganism, we see some entire denominations apostatizing, that is, falling away from the truth. That is to say, entire denominations now saying the Bible's not the Word of God, maybe the resurrection didn't really happen, questioning great truths of the Bible. Churches that once were built and paid for by people who would celebrate the resurrected Christ now get more excited about celebrating Earth Day or other such types of activities. And certainly we see changing denominations abounding today. We see politicians are changing and changing their parties and changing their beliefs. And some are concerned and some are not. We read recently in the newspapers that some states this past week passed sovereignty measures. Alaska, Idaho, North Dakota, and Oklahoma voting to claim their 10th Amendment right to refuse federal intervention in their state. And some states are concerned about the growing long arm of the federal government and the apparent change that they sense in that particular venue. Certainly other states are changing in the other direction. Five states recently voted to approve same-sex marriage in their state. And by the way, that's quite a change when you look at our 200-plus year history. Marriage has always been between a man and a woman. Well, the list could go on today. We live in changing times. Things are changing everywhere. And sometimes in the midst of this kind of change and upheaval, there are those Christians who will become concerned. And yet I want to remind you today that our God is a sovereign God. He's in control and we can trust Him. In fact, the psalmist said in Psalm 56 and verse 3, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." Do you see that right there in your notes? Psalm 56, 3. Just as we get started, let's say that verse together. Ready? Begin. "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee." One more time. "What time I am afraid..." This is not a time to be afraid about the future. This is a time to trust in Him. Oh, you say, but economics are changing. The economy's changing. Oh, change is always in the air. But God's sovereign will is always trustworthy. I want to speak to you this morning on the reliability of our God. I want you to see in the scriptures today that our God provides reliable hope for His people in changing times. Notice, if you would, in the outline this morning, His provision is reliable. God says, "I want you to know I will take care of you." You know, one of my favorite songs is the hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." And one of the lines in that song says, "All I have needed, Thou hast provided, Thy hand hath provided." Lamentation 3 and verse 22 says it this way, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness." Now I want you to think about God's provision for you and for me today. I want you to note, first of all, that His presence abides with us. God says, "I want you to know that I am going to be with you throughout every age, throughout every situation. I will abide with you." He will abide and He will protect us. Psalm 18 and verse 2, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer." Psalm 46, 1, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." God says, "I am going to protect you." God says, "I'm going to be with you always. I'm going to care for you." When Jesus gave His great commission to the disciples in Matthew 28, verse 19, He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." And remember these words, "And lo," what did He say? "And lo, I am what? With you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. Jesus said, "I want you to know I'm going to be with you. I'm going to care for you." And He tells us this over and over again in the Bible, that He is going to abide with us. Like a loving mother would say to her children at night, "I love you, sweetheart." And maybe the next night again, "I sure love you, sweetheart." And over again, God says in His Word, "I'm with you, I'm with you, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, I'm with you wherever you go," He said to His disciples. And so we thank God today that His presence abides with us. But I want you to notice, secondly, His provision sustains us. His provision sustains us. Now, the economy is up and down, and mostly down these days. And sometimes the devil could cause thoughts into our minds, such as, "How are we going to make it? How's this going to happen? How can these needs be met?" Well, the Bible says in Psalm 37, 23, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." I have been young and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. And I love Philippians 4 and verse 19 for our New Testament era, where Paul the Apostle wrote to the church at Philippi, "But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." You see, where God calls, he enables. And where God guides, he provides. And Jesus Christ is going to sustain your need and mine during these days in which we live. You see, Jesus is concerned about you today. Jesus is always looking out for your best and for mine. And we can thank him for that this morning. His presence abides with us. His provision sustains us. Would you notice, thirdly, his perception guides us. His perception guides us. You know, the fact of the matter is this morning that you're going to face something perhaps this week that is going to be beyond your knowledge or understanding. And in these times, there are events and circumstances that are beyond our understanding. And every one of us today must recognize that we need God's perception, we need God's wisdom in the matters of our daily life and work that is to be done. Every once in a while, someone will come up to me and meaning well, and they'll say, "Now, Pastor Chappell, do you realize what a great responsibility it is to be a pastor? Do you realize that many people look up to you, and that if you ever make a wrong decision, it'll have many, many different effects, and you ought to be very, very concerned about this? And do you recognize that this is a very great responsibility, being a pastor?" And I often chuckle at that, but I also recognize what they're saying is true. And did you know the fact of the matter is that there's an overwhelming understanding in my heart that this is way bigger than I am? And did you know that what you're going to do tomorrow is way bigger than you are? And did you know the Bible says in James chapter 1 and verse 5, a verse that I pray to the Lord every single morning and that I request from the Lord every single morning, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. But let him ask in faith and nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like the sea driven and tossed to and fro." Did you know that one of the things every one of us need every single day in these changing times is wisdom? And God says, "If you'll come to me and you'll seek wisdom for that business deal, if you'll seek wisdom for the teenager's life, if you'll seek wisdom for your work problem," God says, "I'll provide my perception to you." James 3:17, "But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, then gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." You see, my gut feeling isn't good enough, and my intuition isn't good enough. And sometimes when we just make decisions based on what we think might be best, we can make a wrong decision. And so we must come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I need your help, and I need your guidance in this matter." And God says, "When you ask, I'll provide." I thank God this morning that his provision is reliable. He says, "I'm going to be with you, and you're not going to see the righteous forsaken or begging bread. And by the way, if you need some counsel or you need wisdom, come to me, and I will take care of you." His provision is reliable. Notice secondly this morning, his promises are reliable. Now, one of the things I want to challenge you with this morning as we enter into these times preceding, I believe, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, is that we need to stay in the Word of God and claim the promises of God daily for our lives. Oh, what a great missionary said, Adoniram Judson, has stuck with me over the years. Adoniram Judson said, "The future is as bright as the promises of God." And I want to tell you, if all of our information comes from talk radio and television newscasters and all of this, the overwhelming feeling will be fear and uncertainty. By the way, that's how they generate listenership, and that's how they sell product. And the fact of the matter is, if we're going to let the news media set our agenda, we'll be here and there and troubled all the time. But if we'll come to the promises of God, there will be stability in our everyday life and emotion. Now, notice, if you would, some of the promises of God. Notice the names of these promises, and I'll mention three or four this morning. I want you to think with me, first of all, about the promise of God's strength. God says to us that he is going to provide strength for us each and every day. Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now, I know in some ways this morning's message is a Bible study, and we're reviewing some verses we've learned as children, but I want you to think about this with me, and let's say this verse together, Philippians 4:13, ready, begin. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, let's say it again, and let's emphasize the word can. Ready, begin. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, let's emphasize the word Christ. Ready, begin. I can do all things through which strengtheneth me. Now, God says, I'm going to provide for you the strength that you need. And someone says, I don't know if I can go on another day. You know what? You probably can't. And you've read all the Power of Positive Thinking books and all of the different classes in the world on psycho-cybernetics and how to think and be successful, and all the world's philosophy that says, look in that mirror and tell yourself what a great guy you are, and you can do anything you want to do. And you know what? That's a lie. You see, our strength fails, but His strength never fails. I heard about a lady who said her therapist told her a way to achieve inner peace, and she said, the therapist said, if I'm going to have inner peace, that I must finish everything that I start. And so she thought about that. She said, so far, I have finished 2 bags of chips and a chocolate cake, and I'm feeling better already. Now, we can try our own ideas. We can try the counsel of this world. We can try our own strength. Or we can say to the Lord tomorrow when we step into the elevator, Lord, I'm about to go to work. And Lord, I don't have the strength to carry on. And I ask you right now for your strength. We can crawl out of that bed in the morning, put our knees on the ground and say, Lord, before I talk to anyone else, I want to talk to you because, Lord, I need your strength today. I can't do this in my own strength. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. The promise of strength. Notice, secondly, the promise of His greatness over Satan. Sometimes we see Satan's work and we see how he destroys homes and young people's lives. And sometimes we might feel like we're not on the winning side. But the Bible says in 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And God says, I want to remind you that I have promises for you, and I have a promise that my strength is greater than your strength, and I have a promise that my strength is greater than the strength of Satan, and nothing he throws against you will take you down, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Notice the third promise, the promise of His care for us. He says, I want you to know I care for you. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Someone says, Pastor, but I've got a real unexpected circumstance in my life, and I've got a real trial in my life. You know, God knows about that, and God wants you to lay that at His cross this morning, and God wants you to leave that burden to Him this morning. I heard about a little boy that wanted to go to his friend's birthday party, and he was so excited to go to this birthday party, and so finally the day came. The only problem was, the day of the birthday party, a blizzard had moved into their town. And I mean, it was snowing and howling, and the snow was piling up. And the little boy said, Daddy, I'm ready to go to the birthday party. And his dad said, Son, I don't think I'm going to be able to let you go. It's just too cold out there today. He said, Oh, Daddy, please. He said, No, son, it's just so dangerous out there. And the snow, you could get lost just walking to your friend's house. And the little guy started asking, Daddy, please, Daddy, please. How many of you ever had children like that? Any of you ever have children like that? And boy, that guy was on a campaign. Daddy, please, Daddy, please, Daddy, please. And finally, his dad said, All right, son, I'll let you go. The little boy was shocked and overjoyed, and he put his coat on. He started down the street to his friend's house, and boy, he got through the wind and the snow, and finally, he rung the doorbell, and he started through the door into his friend's house, and as he went into the house, he looked over his shoulder. He saw a shadowy figure out there on the sidewalk, and he looked a little closer, and it was his father. And his father had followed him every step of the way. And my friend, your heavenly Father is with you every step of the way. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. You can cast all of your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. You see, one poet said it this way, God has not promised skies always blue, flower-strewn pathways all through our life through. God has not promised sun without rain, or joy without sorrow, peace without pain. But God has promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way, grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy and love. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. We see the names of some of His promises, but notice secondly, if you would, the nature of His promises. Now, someone might say, well, that's wonderful. God says he'll provide strength and God says he'll carry my burdens. But, you know, I've heard promises before. Well, let's look at the nature of God's promises very quickly so that we can understand how God speaks to his people. Notice, if you would, first of all, his promises are infallible. God's promises are infallible. That is, he cannot lie. He would not tell you he would provide wisdom unless he intended to do that. He would not tell you he'll provide your physical supply unless he intended to do that. God cannot lie. The Bible says in Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? His word is infallible. May I say, secondly, his word or his promises are immutable. That means they do not change. Someone says, well, you know, God did that for Joseph, but he wouldn't do that for me. Or God did that for John R. Rice, but he wouldn't do that for me. God may have helped them, but that was back in a different time. This is 2009. But I want you to know, God never changes. Malachi 3 and verse 6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Now think of that first part of the verse. For I am the Lord, I change not. James chapter 1 and verse 17 says this, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God says, I'm going to be the same for this generation as I was for the last generation. The theologian Bancroft said it this way, God in his nature, attributes, and counsels is unchanging. For these belonging to an infinite being are absolutely perfect and therefore admit of no possible variation. He is immutable. And then the third characteristic of God's promises is that they are eternal. They are forever. Now, a one-year warranty is all right. A five-year warranty is pretty good. 100,000-mile warranty, well, that's great. A lifetime guarantee, who would ever think of it? But God says, I want you to know my promises are eternal. They are everlasting. Luke 21:33, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Psalm 119:89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. God's promises are reliable. Now think of this morning. The provision of God is reliable for you and for me. And the promises of God, they're unchanging. They are reliable. But then I want you to see finally with me this morning, the payment of God. I want you to see the payment of God and the reliability of his payment for our sins. Now the fact is today that if there's one area of your life and mine where we need to rely upon God, it is in the area of the forgiveness of our sins. You understand, food is necessary and we're thankful for that provision. And you understand the promises of God concerning his provision. Those are wonderful things to know. But the greatest knowledge of all is the knowledge that your sins have been paid for completely by the Lord Jesus Christ. And that payment for sin is reliable in Jesus Christ. Now, let's think about his reliability in paying for the sins of the world as we close this morning. Notice, first of all, the cost of this payment. The cost of the payment. The payment for our sin was a precious price indeed.
Well, you've been listening to Hope is Alive with Dr. Paul Chappell on today's edition of Daily in the Word. We've been studying and rediscovering how God's Word and how the person of Jesus Christ represents a living hope for everyone who follows and believes and trusts in Him. Friend, hope in Christ really begins with a relationship with Him. And you enter into that relationship the moment you trust Him, the moment you place your faith and belief in Him as your only Savior. If you've never made that decision, we encourage you to bow your head and heart wherever you may be and simply make that faith decision, that decision to repent and turn from a life of unbelief to a life of belief, to accept Jesus Christ as the God-man, the only Savior who can truly pay for your sins, come into your life, and give you his gift of eternal life. If you have questions about that decision, we would love to talk with you more about it. I'll give you our toll-free number in just a moment. I do want to invite you to visit our ministry online, dailyintheword.org. Once again, that's dailyintheword.org. This website is a treasury of resources for your spiritual growth and for the spiritual growth of those that you love. First, you'll find a complimentary daily devotional. You can subscribe to this. It can come to your email box every day with a word of encouragement from Pastor Chapel, and also an Old and New Testament scripture reading that will take you through the Bible in 1 year. This is completely free of charge. And also on the website, you'll find links to the Daily in the Word podcast. If you miss a program, or if you know of a friend that would like to listen to Daily in the Word free of charge in an area where we do not broadcast on a radio station, you can download this program, subscribe to it, take it with you on your phone or iPod or computer, and listen at your convenience. That's the Daily in the Word podcast. Also, I want to encourage you to take a look at Pastor Chapel's newest book, The Burden Bearer. This is a 180-page hardback book. It's an allegory that will help you rediscover what a relationship with God really is all about when it comes to the burdens of this life. It's an encouraging book. It's a book you won't want to put down. You will then pass it along to folks that you know in your life who are bearing up under difficult trials and burdens. Once again, it's called The Burden Bearer. You can find out more about it at dailyintheword.org. That's dailyintheword.org. Or you can call us toll-free, 1-800-201-7748. Once again, 1-800-201-7748. Thanks again for listening to this edition of Daily in the Word. And until next time, have a great day.